Amy.
Yes, dear.
Would you be happy to open up a word of prayer, please?
I would be more than happy.
Thank you, Twat Twat.
Heavenly Father God, thank you for this awesome time that we have to spend with each other. Just engrossed in your word, Father, and living by this Holy Spirit that you have given us. Thank you, Father, for the greatness of this word, Father, that each and every day, God, we can look to you and have more and more trust, Father, and more and more be more and more of glory to you, God. Thank you, Father, for just what you have done in our lives, Father. Thank you for opening the eyes of our understanding so that we can see bigger how huge this salvation is that was accomplished by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for the word living, God, the living word, the living, living word that it pierces the heart, Father. It changes the heart of each and every individual, fulfills every need, God. And thank you, Father, that it lives. It does exactly what it is that you intended for it to do, live in our lives and quicken these mortal bodies. We thank you, Father, for just this wonderful time to be with each other and to be honorable and in great praise of what you have finished in us. And we give you all praise and glory and honor, God, for what you have done for us and what a privilege it is to be with one another. I thank you, Father, for that. And I thank you for Lawrence and Kim and how they open their homes and their hearts to your believers, your people. In the name of your Son, our Lord, and our Savior, Jesus Christ, I pray and I thank you. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful, Amy. And we'll listen to last week's Skype fellowship you guys had. It was a great blessing. And I'd like to welcome Kelly. I'm just so blessed with your heart and your enthusiasm. And can see God's working greatly in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And it's great to have people hot and on fire for God, man. And we all should be, because we got the gift of Holy Spirit in us. We got a connection to the Most High God. We got Jesus Christ as our Lord. I mean, what else can we want, eh? And it's just getting...
Amen. Glad to be here.
It's just getting focused with the Father and letting him draw you. Letting him draw you and not approaching him from our own effort, but as he works in our heart. And I've been finding that so much, that as he works in me and I go to him, then I see a different perspective. My eyes are being enlightened. And I'm coming into that wonderful relationship with the Father where I hear his voice, you know, in my heart, in my mind. I haven't heard an audible voice yet, but I know he's there. He doesn't have to speak to me out audibly. And if he does, it's a blessing if he was to do that to any of us. But he works in us and he lives in us. The God in Christ in us is alive. And when we just set our minds upon him, then we can really move and be led by him. So what I'm going to do, me and Kim will share towards the end about the trip, and we let you guys to really share what's in your heart, whether it's a testimony, whether there's something from the word you want to share, or something in your heart that God's inspiring you with. And I'm going to start off this evening, and I'm going to give it to Jason, and as we do it here on the Skype fellowship, Jason will ask someone else to continue after him and so forth. So God bless you guys, and thank you all for joining up. Jason.
Yay. Hey, everyone. God bless you all in our wonderful Savior, Jesus Christ. God's been doing loads of stuff. Well, he always is. I just sent Lawrence a picture, actually. I had a funny day on Monday. I did get to listen to last week's fellowship, and it was fantastic. But I didn't get to it till Monday. But the timing of it was just crazy. And because there was something Pedro said, and as I was listening to it, I was seeing what God was showing me through a certain situation that took place. I was out at work Monday and on my window cleaning, carrying my ladders, and I've just finished the back of somebody's house, and they got a nice garden, a couple of rows of flowers and plants spread around. Mm-hmm. It was really nice. And of course, I've turned around to walk out their garden. I've come out, I've gone to the next house, gone to set my ladders up, and I got a flower attached to the bottom of my ladders. I thought, oh no, I must have pulled it up out of their garden by accident. And so I thought, I didn't have the heart to just throw it away. I'm not into flowers. I haven't got flowers in my home or anything like this, but I mean, I love anything to do with nature though at the same time, but it's not that I kind of keep anything like that at home. So I didn't want to just chuck it on the ground because it's beautiful. And on my bucket, I've got a handle that's got holes in it. So I just put the flower in one of the holes, the stem of the flower in one of the holes, and carried it around with me till I went home. And at home, I just got a little glass and put the flower in the glass and a drop of water. Well, actually, I missed some details out. I put it down quickly, and because I got other things to do when I get in, wash my cloth and things like this. So after about an hour or so, I'd come back out and I put it on the side in the kitchen, and I noticed it was withering. It was dying. And I thought, no. And it's weird because, well, so what? Basically, what I did, that's when I put it in the glass and some water in it. And I left it overnight. That was Sunday, actually, not Monday. It was Monday when I woke up in the morning, went into the kitchen to make a coffee, and I glanced across, and oh, of course, the flower. And it was actually opening out. It wasn't withered anymore. It wasn't wilting. I thought, that's incredible. And I could see the life in that flower and the determination it had. Once it was fed, once it had the nourishment, it was able to start to flourish and blossom and grow. And it was actually growing out of the glass, practically.
Wow.
It was hardly anything to begin with, but then the next morning, this was just overnight. I thought, that's incredible, man. That's just shot up overnight. When I finished my day's work, I looked again at it, and it was even better again. And I thought, that, man, that's mad. How do you do that, Lord? And I know that flowers are one of the most intricate things in nature. The design of a petal, you can't even begin to try and duplicate it. And each petal is unique. Each flower is unique from the next one. Even if they're the same kind of flower, there's going to be a difference because everything God does is unique. And that's what makes it so special and precious. And it was then I decided, okay, I was awake, I wasn't sleepy, I'd done everything I had to do, and I had a bit of time. So I just went online and listened to the sharing from last week. And Pedro talked about how he went to the seaside, speaking in tongues, and he watched the waves, and he's describing these waves and about nature and how God works and things, and each wave is different from the next wave. Absolutely crazy. And the whole time I was listening, I'm looking at this flower, and God's just showing me how he works in nature. Mm. How he gives life to things. He can give life to anything he wants to. And like when Jesus Christ said to the Pharisees, you know, God can of these stones raise up children to Abraham. And I bet God could. If he wanted to make people out of stones, he could. If he wanted to do it that way. So he can put life into anything. And it made me want to care. It sounds crazy, but it made me want to care about that flower even more, because God created that flower. God created every good life form. Created everything that has life. And but the way I was with the flower, it wasn't just for that sake, but it was also because these customers are really dear old people as well, and I felt bad that I had their flower, so I thought, well, I'm going to take care of this for them. So it was partly that as well, but in the process of it, you just learn how we are in God's hands. As I had this flower in my hand, I could have thrown it down, I could have done anything I wanted with it. And God can do anything he wants to with us, right? But I wanted that flower to live so badly that I did whatever I could do to make sure that flower lives. I even spoke to it, right? Because you can speak the positives into something and it will bring the best out in it. And that's the faith being released. And this is what God does with us. He's got us in the palms of his hands. And no matter what we look at ourselves as being like, God doesn't look at us that way. And, oh, I blew it. I seriously blew it. And God's saying, so, what are you going to do next? You're going to get up? And he breathes into you. He breathes into you the goodness so that you're able. And without that goodness, we're not able. And it's like this fellowship. We need it to be of God. We need to hear what God has to say all the way through it, or else we'll get it. It's just religion. Religion kills and makes things dead, basically. Mm. So we need that. We need this fellowship. Believers need to fellowship, because iron sharpens iron. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us. And when we're out on our own, we still need that word of God. The word we can read, the word we can remember in our hearts and minds. We need to speak in tongues so that the Spirit is edified and exercised, and so that we're continuing to grow. That's our nourishment. We get spiritual nourishment, we get the mental nourishment of the food, soul nourishment. Then, same as we feed our physical bodies with the right things, so that we got what we need to get us through each day. And it's not just about getting through each day like the unbeliever survives. No, we thrive. We get through each day thriving because we know. We know, hey, I'm doing this for God. I'm doing this for Jesus Christ. I'm not doing this for myself. And that's where all the difference is. And yeah, God just showed me so much just through one simple flower, and how beautiful it is when it's nourished and taken care of a little bit. It can come out into some kind of nice bloom. And
the picture of the flower is in the Skype chat. I just put it in there for Jason wanted to show you it. So if you go to the chat section, you'll see the picture of it.
Yeah, and in the picture, you'll see two other things there deliberately, because where I put the flower, I just put it down on a desk. It wasn't till later on I realized what I put it next to. there's a verse of scripture.
Hebrews 39.
Yeah, Hebrews 39. So it's Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. I've had that thing for years, literally years and years. A believer was over from Ireland years ago, and it's just a simple little thing, but it blessed the socks off of me, and I've kept it ever since. And I have that on my desk all the time. And I was just inspired ages ago to write about God's love, which is ultimate. Without God's love, there's nothing. So that's the ultimate thing of all. And it really lines up, because God's love for us is such that he wants us to blossom. He wants us to bloom and to flourish, just like that flower. Just like I wanted that flower to. And God doesn't change. Jesus Christ doesn't change. He's the same yesterday and today and forever. We're the only ones that fluctuate at times. So, which is why the nourishment is so vital for us and important. And you know, the right balance and everything in our lives. When that's there, then we're going to be thriving, not surviving.
Yeah.
And we're not going to be withering or wilting away. And when Pedro was mentioning these waves, it really blessed me, because I love things to do with the seaside as well. And you know, I love looking out over the ocean and things like this. Mm. I didn't get much chance in Bristol because we haven't got any ocean here, but
Got some muddy sea.
I got some good memories of it, and I got a picture on my wall of the ocean as well. And it really is, it's amazing. It's fantastic to see what, you know. But it's just a small part of God's creation to God, but to us, it's massive. And if I look out over the ocean, I'm like, wow, it's quite impressive. So, many thanks to Petra for sharing that. But I listened to all the sharings, and they were just all very inspiring, very inspirational. And the teaching was hot as well, you know. So, there's other stuff, but that's what I'm going to share on. That's my testimony for tonight. So, thanks for listening, folks.
So you want to
And I need to pass this on to someone else, don't I? Let's go for David. David, are you there?
I'm here.
God bless you, David.
God bless you. I just was very blessed to hear what you were sharing about those things that God does in nature, and we get to learn a lot. I would like just to read a verse and share that. It's in 1 Timothy 2:4. It says, "But as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, which tried our hearts." And I just wanted to share with you that we are not men pleasers. It says right here, not as pleasing men or women. And our walk sometimes is a lonely walk. And some other times we are enjoying the presence of a lot of people and a lot of believers. And some other times in life we are a little lonely, not lonely because we have God all the time with us, but I'm saying we're not so involved with a lot of people. And so it looks like a lonely walk, but with God we are the majority. We're always the majority with our Father, wherever we are. So if there's anybody lonely out there, you're not lonely. You don't need to please men or women or try to be friendly with the adversary. There's no need for that. Amen. It's all, we are always better off by being straightforward with and if there's something evil out there, we don't allow any we don't conform with evil, and we don't try to be politically correct. Sorry, my English. There's no need for a believer to be politically correct. We need to be spiritually correct. And if we see that things out there that are not right, we have a right to be not happy with what the adversary, and we can use the name of Jesus Christ with conviction, and you will get rid of the situation. And that's all. I just wanted to share that's in my what was in my heart. We don't need to please anybody. We need to please God. And I love you guys, and I'm enjoying the Skype fellowship. I'll pass it to Kelly.
Okay.
Right?
Thank you.
Hey, thank you. That was awesome. I'm getting so blessed. I'm really just blessed too. get to be a part of this. And, you know, it's awesome how God works through each and every one of us, and how, you know, it's always just what your heart needs to hear right at the right time. And I don't know, lately I've just been, there's been a lot that God's been working in my heart lately. I've just kind of I don't want to say reopen up to him, but I really just took my heart to him purely just recently, and the doors, like I was speaking about, have just been opening and opening. I've been really enjoying, Lawrence, your seminar on the power of faith-filled words, because the past few years have just been really hard. There's been a lot going on, and more my confession was not the word of God. And so I literally have been listening to like each session a couple of times in a row. There's just so many awesome things in there. And it's just been a huge blessing. So that's been my main focus, is like just getting the word back in my heart, you know, and in my mind. I've been focusing a lot on Christ's ministry and just the way that he did things. And, you know, everywhere he went, he was healing. You know, God's heart was always for healing and for deliverance. And, you know, within the body, outside the body, we all struggle with stuff. You know, we have this battle going on in our minds, and we can choose to either think of the worldly things or think of the godly things. And I'm choosing to think of the godly things. And, you know, it's a very strong truth that the adversary was defeated, and he has no legal right in our lives. Amen. And so when we, you know, when we really put on the word of God and really just walk out in the authority that Christ gave us, that God gave us through Christ, you know, it's amazing what God does. And, you know, I'm still holding on for miracles. I know that they're coming. And I know that all this stuff. And the cool thing is even when we're off, God's still working with us, and he's still teaching us stuff. And it's like you were talking about with the flower blooming, it's like, you know, and we just have to basically open our eyes back up to him and allow him to show us these things. And it's just cool to me that even when we're off, he can kind of like hit you upside the head and say, hey, you know, I'm here. I love you. You know, what are you doing? It's just really awesome. And another thing that's been on my heart was I've been just studying Christ's walk and the way that he walked with the Father, and how no matter what was going on around him, he was always, you know, he always did the Father's will. And like, even when he got angry and when things, you know, were making him upset, whether it was like leadership or whatever, you know, he was angry, but he didn't sin. And he paused and he went to the Father for help. And really just learning to do that, to take that time, because emotions can be a pain in the butt, especially if it's somebody that you love and care about. It's hard to take that second and just, okay, God, what do I do here? Do I speak? Do I not speak? You know, give me the words to say. And he always does. You know, when we take that minute to just get quiet with him in the midst of all the craziness going on around us, he really does. He just directs us. And you know, the walking by the Spirit, we have the Spirit of God within us. So if we just put on the Word of God, we think on those things, we meditate on His Word, then we automatically are living the Spirit, you know? And it's like we can have the abundant life here. And it's just really cool and such a blessing. And I'm really blessed to be a part of the fellowship. And I'm learning and I'm growing and I'm not going to stop. So thanks. Now, I don't know who to call on. Let's see. How about Amy?
I knew she was going to do it.
I knew it. You're the only name that I saw up there.
I'm like, okay, Father. You know, this is really a blessing to listen to everything that everybody is sharing, because it's, you know when the Spirit of God is working in you, you know when God is talking to you, you know, you just know it, because it's, you know, it's in here. and it really is. Something David said, just, well, yeah, let me start with David. What David said was really a blessing, that we don't live for any person. We walk for, live and breathe and have our being in him. And the other day I was working out, and I go to just, you know, it's just a regular little gym. It's not a, you know, it's not a, a huge $10 a month kind of thing. It's just this one guy. He has been endeavoring to do what God has put in his heart to do, which is to run this gym. And, you know, and they're just, it's just people, you know, and the things that they know, they're just people. And so we were in, we were finishing up our workout, and I was just getting ready to leave, you know, and he just chimes up out of nowhere. So we're all just sinners. And I was like, no, we're not. I said, I don't think so, dude. And he was like, well, we sin. I was like, yeah, dude, look, we are not sinners. You cannot take what Jesus Christ has done and just toss it to the wind. You need to pay attention to what the, what that meant, what he finished, what he accomplished for us. It drew us out of this world. This is not our identity. I said, what you need to do is say what he says and not what the world says about you.
Yeah.
Mm. So, you know, he politely escorted me out. Whatever. You know, because one of the things is, it, Kelly said something about, Jesus Christ got angry, but he did not sin. Well, I could feel some anger coming up in me, because there was a guy there in this, and they call him pastor. I have absolutely no idea what the man's name is, and basically, I don't call him anything, because I ain't got that. I don't even...
Just a minute, Amy. Kelly, mute your mic, darling. Oh, she's left. Oh, she's back on. Oh. Right, Kelly, could you mute your mic, sweetheart?
Yeah, it keeps kicking me out. I'm sorry.
That's all right, Dan. Yeah, just mute your mic. You'll be fine. Thank you. Carry on, Amy.
Okay, so there's this guy there. They call him Pastor. I have absolutely no idea what his name is. He actually signs in Pastor. I don't get it. So, because... I'm just looking at him, and I'm like, you allowed this to come out of his mouth, and you said nothing. And that's what really got me, is like, you're sitting here, you allow this to come out of this man's mouth, you have this huge church that you're supposed to be the pastor of, and you allowed that to come out of his mouth without even so much as a sideways glance. And yeah, that kind of made me mad, so I did have to leave. So but the bottom line is, you know, we are who he says he is, and so we have a right to say, open our mouths and say something. We just don't allow the enemy to run roughshod over us, because basically he's mocking us. And I'm just not having that. And what Jason said just really, I listened to the fourth fellowship that you guys had when you were in Norway. Well, actually, I listened to both of them, the third one and the fourth one. But that was, it was just, you know, God wants us to be a glory to him, and it is not necessarily going to be how man comes up with it. My thoughts are not your thoughts, and neither are my ways your ways, said the Lord. Our ways are not his ways. So we keep our eyes on him. Yes, we can be trained in different things to do different, you know, how we do our jobs. There is a methodology that is going on. But with God, we raise above a whole bunch of stuff. And it isn't about us trying to get. It is about him making us who he says we already are, a glory to him. And it is, you know, it is not glorious to God if we are destitute and in constant need and in, you know, sick and all, that's not a glory to God. And come on, what did the, you know, we do not be conformed to this world, period. I was thinking about this the other day about how the scientists, you know, they come up with all kinds of different things about people and why we have what we have when we get what we get. And I was thinking about this the last time that I was in a biology class, and it was really kind of, it was mind-blowing that they finally get to the place where they realize that all human beings come from Eve, because the mitochondrial DNA goes all the way back to Eve. And I thought, well, it's about time y'all figured that out. You know, that this is, it's, we are a glory to God, but we have been set apart by what our Lord and Savior has finished when he poured out that promise that God made to us way back in Genesis. Jesus Christ received it and then poured it out. And we're not common men. We're not common in any shape or form as far as the world is concerned. So it might just tick them off. They're just going to have to be okay with that. We are who we are because that's what God made us to be. We walk as a glory to him because of what he finished, because of what he wanted, because of how he decided. You know, I sometimes just think he just pushed us all aside and just said, you know what, I got this. Y'all don't, you know, don't get concerned about it. I got this. He just moved us aside and said, no, it ain't going to be nothing about you. And it is not. It just truly is not. So, Jason, thank you. Yes, what he did, we are a glory to God, a glory. It is an amazing, that beautiful picture, that beautiful flower, and yet we outshine that. That's amazing. It's amazing. So, I actually did have one when I was at the post office about an hour ago. And as I was at the post office, I was standing there and this gentleman comes in. Now, I know it's the post office and it's almost just like a bank. So it could be, you know, it could be a little tricky in there. But this guy comes in and he says he has to go to the bathroom. And he's an older gentleman. I mean, much older. He said, I just took this water pill. And she said, well, you know, there's a gas station down the street because these are not public bathrooms. And I just looked at her and I said, have mercy on this man. Just have mercy on him and, you know, allow him. So I looked up, I left and I told him, I said, you know, God is good and he will take care of you. And I walked out and I saw him headed towards another door towards the back of the post office. So I'm believing God took care of him. I had to leave, but I'm believing that God took care of him because, you know, we speak up. We speak up. We open our mouths. You know, it doesn't matter what the world thinks. It doesn't matter what they believe. It doesn't matter because we're not operating on that same plane, no way. You know, there's a whole bunch of rules they got going on. Oh, well. Oh, very well. Y'all go ahead with your bad self.
Amen.
So I'm going to pass this to Anna.
Hi, Amy. Thank you.
Hi, Anna.
Hi. God bless you all. I was thinking about what I would like to share, or I should share, but as Jason also speaks about the written word and also the inspired word, there's a verse on Psalms, on chapter 119 and verse 130 that says, The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. So we love God and we love His word, and we really can be blessed when He works through His Spirit, His Spirit in our hearts with His wonderful word. But we are to be available, make ourselves available to speak that word too, and to speak about His thoughts and the things He make available for us, not only for us, but for every man that would like to believe and love God and be born again. And when we make ourselves available to speak, we really don't need to be always with the Bible under our arms and showing everybody the verses. Times are different. Some people would like that, others don't. But if, only if we speak the truth, it will bring light to their lives. And I can see, we can always all see that with the people that we stay all day at work or neighbors, whatever, we can see the change in their lives. Some run away from us, but other others want to be with us, and they like, they love to listen, and we can see even physically their faces, they transform, and their hearts are not so hard. Somehow God is working through us, and because they also allow that, and things really change around us, and we are the ones that bring that light to the world. Not only that, but our example is very important. The way that I shared last week about the words we say, words are really powerful, and we can use that power to make a real impact in other lives. And as we make ourselves available to love and to show others what we have available for us, and let them understand, they can experience that in their lives too. Because God make us his sons because and daughters because He loved us. He's love. He's the God of love. And there is nothing better than experience that love and rejoice in that. And people see that glow in our lives, in our faces, and they should experience that. And we are the ones that are going to give that. We are God's eyes, God's hands, God's mouth, and we should be bold. That's something that I'm trying to work. I can get somewhere and speak with people freely, and I'm not ashamed. But when thoughts of the word are coming and I want to share about it, sometimes I get shy. I don't know why, but I really need to work that. And that was I have to share with you, and it's the light of the word and deliverance that it brings to us. And just one more verse that I love and I would like to share with you, but can I ask someone to read it for me? It's in Daniel chapter 12 verse 3.
Daniel 12:3.
See, yes, please.
It says, "And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars for ever and ever."
We can teach the world. We have something to teach them and to show to them. So we can be like stars forever. So bless you all, and I love you guys.
Bless you, Anna. That's wonderful.
Okay, I want to pass the word to Kim Thorpe.
Okay, well, it's a real blessing to be here. We had an awesome time in Norway. It was a real blessing. We saw, we stayed with Siri and Knut, first of all, and we had a couple of days with them, and I think we'd done about three or four fellowships around different people's houses and just really got together. lots of new people. They're really, really hot. They're encouraging one another. They're supporting one another. And it was a real, real blessing. We went to Monghild's and wonderful women's fellowship. Well, when I say a women's fellowship, it used to be a women's fellowship. But gradually they've had people come and people go, and now there's some men going there as well. And met this wonderful guy who was an accountant, and he's been very lonely for about 20 years, but God's really put him in a good place right now, and he's just getting loved by all these women and encouraged with the word. And he was so excited. It was just a blessing to see. And then there was one lady that I shared a little bit, and then afterwards I just got really inspired to ask her if she'd been coming to the fellowship for very long. And she said, no, just a few times. She said, I said, well, do you speak in tongues? She said, no, but I really want to. So I took her into Monghild's living room, and I was just sharing bits and pieces with her, and just giving her the great examples of what, like, speaking in tongues does. And she said that she'd had a little bit of fear about it, because she'd gone to a church and she'd seen someone slain in the spirit, but they were like mumbling these words on the floor. And she said, and it really scared me and my friend. And I just showed her lovingly how when we walk with God, he never possesses our free will, that God is love, and you can speak in tongues when you want, you can stop when you want, you can begin when you want. You know, that if you're slain in the spirit and you can't move, then that's not of God, because God doesn't possess your free will. So it's a good way of knowing sometimes whether you're in line with the true God or whether you're walking with the world and the way that the adversary works. And she was so blessed. She said, I'm going to go home tonight. She said, and when it's all quiet, I'm just going to pray to God, and then I'm going to speak in tongues. And I said, if that's what you're confessing, that's what you'll do. And it was really great, because the next morning I woke up, and Siri, who sort of runs the fellowship with Monghild, she got a message, text message from this young girl, and to say that she'd actually spoke in tongues, and she got so much, like, butterflies and peace and all these emotions that she then realized that she was a child of God. And it was so awesome. So then we obviously went to other places and great fellowships. We were at Frisanna's, and she laid on a beautiful meal, especially for Lawrence. Lovely Indian food, and just the people's hearts of, like, welcoming us. Canute done us some fabulous food. You know,
that's Siri's husband.
Siri's husband. He never made a curry before, and he made a curry to bless Lawrence, and it was pretty tasty. So, you know, when we walk with God and we believe God, anything is possible. We ended up, we had a great fellowship with Ida in her shop. Lots of youth coming back to the Word. You know, their parents had raised them in the Word, and now they're encouraging their parents, actually, which was a real blessing, to fellowship together and to fellowship with them. Great testimonies. I think you're going to put the Sharon's on, aren't you?
I put two on, because we only recorded two.
We only recorded two?
We forgot the other two. The first two we forgot to record.
Oh, you forgot, yeah, not me. And so these kids were sharing great testimonies as well. And then we left Ida's and we went to Carmorton and Britt's. And again, you know, the hospitality, the love, just people that... And it was quite really awesome, actually, because a lot of the fellowships that we went to, maybe some people couldn't make it to one, but they made it to another. And these fellowships, all the fellowships were full. Hot. Full to capacity, hot, really encouraging. And even though me and Lawrence, you know, we have this fellowship here, but it's good to have that face-to-face fellowship. You know, the hugs, you can see people's emotions, you can see people's hearts. And we shared with everyone about the France trip, and they're all believing, you know, looking to see what's on their schedule.
There is two that definitely want to come, a mother and the daughter.
Lila.
Elizabeth and Lila.
Yeah. So, you know, we're really believing that some of the Norwegian believers will be able to come to France too. Because it's great, you know, we all need that fellowship, one with another. I know the Skype is absolutely awesome. We all get to share and to encourage one another, but it's also good to have that face-to-face contact too. And we just really had, even though it was 5 days, they were intense, but it was powerful. You could see God moving amongst the people, people's love, compassion, and just the encouragement that they had for each other. So it was a real awesome trip.
So you've got to pick someone. So
I
got,
will pick Cindy.
Yeah. Are you there, Cindy, darling?
Yeah, I'm here.
God bless you.
I just had to come over here and unmute myself. I'm listening to you guys cleaning a keyboard, so. I discovered how dirty my computer keyboard was, and I ended up taking like the keys off, and I'm sitting there cleaning it. So, and I can listen at the same time. So, wow, you guys have such awesome testimonies. I'm just in awe. I need to get out in the world more soon. But there's been a lot going on in my life, but one of the things that happened when I was on Twitter, somebody said, set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth, Colossians 3:2. And this guy corrected her, oh, no, no. And so we got into this conversation, and that was pretty cool, because I said, no, she's right. That's what you need to do. And then he ended up agreeing with us, but that was pretty cool. And then I used to read Philippians 4 every day, so now I've been reading Colossians 3 every day. Because it's such a, you know, in spite of like whatever else I read, I just read something else that's just edifying every day too. Like I'll read at least a chapter or something else, and I'll study something else. I've been focusing a lot on the two-edged sword lately. Maybe I can come up with a teaching, but that's been pretty interesting too. And this other thing, I have really struggled if I should share this or not. But I feel like I have to, because the glory has to go to God. It's just a weird thing to share like with everyone, because I know it's going to be on it. Everyone can listen to it and everything. But I'm going to do it anyway. I'm paying off my mortgage tomorrow. So, worried I got. Yeah. Praise God for that. So, it's awesome. I know he wanted me to stay in this house, and he's making it that I can stay as long as I want to stay. So, until he wants me to go somewhere else, I...
That's pretty.
But as long as he wants me to stay here, he's keeping me here.
Yeah.
That's great.
That is.
And yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
So, that's about it. Who else has to share stuff?
We got Fred and we got Kim Haley.
And if
Pedro's back as well.
So. Okay, I'll pass it to Kim Haley.
Are you receiving me?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Because he keeps cutting out. I've been blessed with sharing the word with a few people this week. In fact, there was two or three people who are cognizant and aware of the word, of God's word, but and not to show, just to show them things or points of the word that they weren't quite clear about before. At the coffee morning this morning, I was telling somebody about though we have the aura of faith around us, we also shall have our gospel armor upon us, as with the renewed mind, which we don't take off. Once you put it on, you have it on. And Paul tells us that having done all these things to stand, and to stand firmly in the howls of the storms of fear and doubt may howl and assail us, but we don't shift our ground, because as the palm tree may flex and bend in the wind, we just stay solid because we are as trees planted by the waters of life. And from us, the living waters shall flow. according to God's word. And also, I was explaining that our experience does not change the word of God. Faith is resident in God's word. Only God's word is faith. So, sincerity also is no guarantee of the truth. Somebody can be as sincere and honest as and loving and convinced what they tell you about the, what they're talking about, the word is true. But sincerity is no guarantee of the truth. So I was just sharing these scenes with the to people, different aspects of the word, and things they hadn't heard before. So I've been enlightening a few people. And it was a blessing to me, a blessing to the Lord, a blessing to the Father as well, I hope. And then I just finished by saying to someone, fear knocked on the door, and faith opened it, and no one was there. And I think that just about sums it up, that the things that we sometimes, people dread, or they have, really, in the end, it boils down to nothing because of our stand. And we have no need to be in fear of trembling. The adversary is a beaten foe, and no weapon formed in us shall prosper. So it's these things we need to keep in our hearts, keep in our minds every day. And knowing that we have that wonderful shield, that aura of faith about us. And as we do God's will, as we walk in his word, we are a living sacrifice. His angels minister to us. And that's something we never need to forget, should ever forget. His angels minister us daily as we stand. And I think that's just a great thing to have. I don't think there are many unbelievers, well, there are none, who can claim to have that. But we, as God's children, the angels work for us, and they do the Father's bidding. So that's what I've been sharing today. And thank you for me. And now it's to hand over to, is it David? No.
Fred.
Right. All yours, Fred.
Hello, everybody.
That's your brother.
Ready for one of my in and out comings here. It's really blessed to hear everybody. I guess the last 2 weeks has been pretty interesting. Specifically, last Sunday I shared up at Reuben Betsy Torres' fellowship, and it was about my Africa trip mainly. And the weekend before that, I was at a Saturday breakfast, which wasn't so much about that. That I shared part of that, but I was just sharing about how God had, you know, had blessed me through the years at this. Basically, it was Assembly of God Church, Spanish speaking, Asamblea de Dios. Here in Texas, and these were both cases where, you know, I really was like lifting it to God to share. I mean, there's a lot of things I can look at. You know, you can kind of pre-rehearse things, which I did. You know, I had a little list there of things that I was going to share. I did a lot of videos and stuff, and what order I was going to do them, or, you know, at first. But it was really cool to see how God just worked as I went through the process of both things. the first one on the Saturday breakfast was pretty cool, because I was just invited to that. And I go to this, God put it in my heart to go to this particular church fellowship because they have a Sunday night. It's just basically share testimony type thing, or anybody can get up, you can share a testimony, you can sing a song. It's not a part, it's not their regular, normal, you know, service type thing, really laid back. And so that's was something God put on my heart to, you know, to go there a few times. And just I went there, you know, and shared just different things in the past about what God had done. And so anyway, at the Saturday breakfast, I was sitting there and that they had this meeting where they were talking about all their different you know, church function type things, like you know, they were looking at who's gonna who's going to cut the grass, take care of the building and all this. And at first, you know, they were going on like this. I thought about, at first I was going to let them have it, so to speak, about why are you even wasting your time with all this stuff? You know, you need to just be walking with God and, you know, don't be concerned about, you know, those type of things, making a big issue out of it. But basically, I just was, you know, quiet about it. You know, God just told me, you know, just bite your tongue for a while. And so I did. And then the only thing I'd mentioned to them about this was, as they had said something about, you know, paying for this and, you know, breaking down the costs and everything. And the only thing God had me put on my heart, I said, well, you just, do you honor God through first fruits? You teach that to your body here? And they go, oh, yeah, yeah. And I said, well, then it'll all get taken care of one way or the other. But anyway, I had brought, you know, my computer, and I sat down with the pastor, who's the older man. He has to use the walker, and his son is the one that pretty much runs things now. And I was just sitting there showing him these different videos of all, you know, the stuff traveling, you know, going to India and Nepal, and showed him some clips from the Africa trip, and they're just sitting there, you know, like gazing at all this stuff, like a big smile on the son. His name is Armando, and he goes, who are you? They go, what ministry are you with? And who do you work with? And all this stuff. And, you know, and I was just sharing with them that, hey, about 10 years ago, I just decided I took all this stuff and gave it to God and said, you know, God, I really want to see you work in the whatever ministry that you put me into. And all this stuff just happens. I said, you know, God connects me with certain people at different phases through the years. But we don't have any, you know, tight-knit organization, legal type setup, like, because they're thinking in this same mold, because in the United States, when people start churches and stuff, they file these legal documents about different things, but there was none of that. It was, I was explaining to him that, no, it's just God just leads me and connects people, and he just takes care of this stuff. And it really struck them when I showed them the last video when I went to Mexico, and which God put in my heart to do, because it had to do with, this is the language they mainly speak and everything. And so I was showing this one video that about this gentleman that had been a part of the drug cartels, and his mother had started, was going to a fellowship with in Juarez, where Lawrence and Kim have been before, at the lady's house there. And it was her son, and how that she had just been praying to God, just praying the Spirit for her son for 2 or 3 months. And finally, a situation came up that he had, he was at some big party, and they came in, and they had these assassins come in, and they killed like 15 people. And when the guns pointed at this one gentleman, the gun didn't go off. It just jammed. And then the guys that were killing people just got all panicked, and they just ran out. And so anyway, through this process, he got born again. And I just got the opportunity to meet him one time, and he ended up dying like 3 weeks later because of health issues and stuff. But it was just, and that this stuff here is very, very real to the people that live there, even on the in the United States, because we live right on the border, so a lot of people, they know of people and all these other things, and especially in the case of this place, because they, you know, that they go across the border themselves to go do things for God. And but the thing about it was, is, you know, I was sharing this testimony and stuff, and they were just like totally just blown away, and I actually couldn't hold my emotion back at the time, because it was kind of like a, you know, I still think about it sometimes. It's tough when I think about meeting this guy, and then how he, his mother had prayed, and he had received Christ, got born again. As far as I know, I think he manifested. I mean, he didn't believe God for his healing, but he has eternal life. And just the whole process of how God worked through that whole thing. But anyway, at the end of this whole sharing with these people, mainly the father and the son, the pastor and his father, that they were just like totally blessed and blown away, just looking at this stuff like, wow, man, God's just great. And then last week, I was over at Reuben and Betsy sharing about the Africa trip, and same thing. I have some people there that are like, I don't know how these people are going to react to this and all this other stuff, but I was really blessed that Reuben let me just openly share whatever I wanted to for as long as I wanted to, and that was really great, just to see how God worked in that whole, the sharing I did last week. And so, you know, God is just really big. And sometimes, you know, this is kind of another way of looking at it. I know we want to be bold and speak out, and I want to tell people how it is. And you know, when I was younger, I used to do that a lot. I mean, I used to love to go get in people's faces when it came. No, I'm serious. I was one of these people that, you know, the whole thing, Jesus Christ ain't God, and on and on and on. I was right there. I mean, I used to love to confront people, and, you know, sometimes, you know, I did it with, I felt I was, you know, sharing with people, you know, what about the truth of God, which a lot of it was, but also saw that, it's good times to back off and just kind of take a step back and let people talk and let people do, and then when the door opens, then you can share when their heart, actually, they're really, really, they're ready to receive stuff. And that's what, you know, I've been seeing the last 2 weeks, is just being, you know, these two particular things I was sharing at, that it was, you know, just walking with God, sharing what I needed to share, and most people were really blessed to receive with what I was sharing as God worked in me. And, you know, in Reuben's fellowship last week, I had one guy show up who almost never comes, and usually his wife and then their two kids always come, but they didn't end up coming, but he came, and I was really blessed that he just took the effort, because he's usually the one that, you know, his wife was the one that was, I guess, not considered the faithful believer. And he, if anything, she's always having to try and drag him to come every now and then. But Reuben, we went to his house to pick up his mower that he had loaned him. So we're going to go cut his grass at his house. And then I just shared, yeah, I'm going to be sharing this tomorrow. And he goes, oh, yeah, I'll be there. And so, yeah, and so I'm thinking, okay, well, we'll see if he shows up, because I know him too. But he showed up, and he was just super, super blessed to receive all this stuff. So our God is great. And I want to mention one thing. I talked to, if any of y'all know of anybody, I was talking to Kathy Askew, whom Lawrence and Kim know. Some of you others may know her, but she's wanting to go on a trip to Africa sometime this summer or spring or something. But if anybody thinks God might put it on their heart they want to go with her, please get in contact with her. I can get you the contact stuff. And she already had met Amos, the driver I went with. So anyway, just putting that out there also. So that's all I got to share.
Thank you, Fred. Bless your heart. Wonderful stuff. Is Petro there, Anna? Or is he not back yet?
I'm playing with the microphone.
Yes, I am.
Petro! God bless you, bro.
God bless you guys. Almost
thank you for looking
beginning.
After us last week.
Oh,
wonderful sharings.
Yeah, I can share a little bit because I was driving home just asking God what I could share about tonight. And you make me realize a beautiful thing, I guess, about his timing, you know. And there's two examples of that he clearly showed me about. One is that even before me and Hannah start attending to this fellowship, it's gone now 6 months more.
Mm-hmm.
Me and David, because David at the time was living in Portugal, he's now in Portugal too, but he got married with a Colombian girl and he went to live there, and now he's back again for a while. But we were trying to pull over to build up a site on with God's word in Portugal, and with words in and teachings about God's word and in Portuguese and English, because we know people in Africa that speak Portuguese. And well, and things didn't went as we wish, because the people were in charge of doing that had a lot of trouble in their lives, we know why. And we lost contact with them ever since, you know.
Wow.
And now, David is coming back, he tried to reach them again, and everything is coming apart again, it's coming on place. And that's great, because the first thing, we're just building up that site, and we have a few things there already. The first teaching there is the one I shared last time here. But it's just the beginning, you know, we're just learning how to work with it. But I realize God has his own time, you know. He puts things on his own right time. And it's great because now David is also have material in Spanish, because he's in Colombia and he's starting to do teachings in Spanish. So be great, you know. Portuguese, English and Spanish. And that make me understand also that the teaching I shared the last time was something was in my heart for a long time. I had once shared that on a believers meeting here in Portugal last year, and I realized a lot of them didn't know about that name of God. And then when you announced that we could teaching also on this fellowship, I was like, willing to do that, but I was like, God, should I teach this? Is it just because I like it and I love it, or is this the best for the others? And I was there hanging on, and I was like, you know, God, if I should share this or teach this, you tell me when and make it happen. I won't, you know, ask for it. I won't go further than just wait. And then when Kim goes with that question, if I wanted to teach, and I saw an open door there. And that was great, because then I got, I believe it was the right time with God, because I know Till, you like it a lot. He listened later on the site, and also David and other people already told me that they like it. And it gave me time also to work it out and make it better with God and the examples and other stuff. And God was showing me that today on the way driving home. He has his own time for us. Many times I'm a patient guy, but sometimes we should keep waiting on God, you know. He won't give up on us. He won't give up on us. He's just waiting for the most favorable, best time for stuff to happen. And from what I hear tonight, for the word is moving again in fellowships and in the family of God, in both sides of this world, in our Occidental world, also in America too. And you know, if we're like 5 years ago, I would think, well, everything is going down on the tubes, you know, people going apart. But that doesn't mean nothing to God, you know. He has his own time. And I believe since we even start announcing this meeting in France, that many things start happening, you know, and people's hearts are awaking again for God. And that's great, and we all together are doing that, you know. God needs our hearts, our mouths, our believings, our prayers, our words, as Hannah teach, our words have power. So he needs us. He's not their angels who are going to do that for him. They can serve us, okay, but he's calling us for do that. So he was putting that on my heart, and I hear about tonight many things that make me realize that too, that God is as his timing, you know. We just have to be patient and keep trusting, keep believing him. And on the best time, he will make it come in, you know, manifest. That's all that happens. He's hiding on him many things he has to for us until Christ's return. So that's my sharing, guys. Thank you.
In this walk, we have peaks and valleys, and we can really, you know, move with God. And the grace is that God does the work. You know, he done it in Christ. Christ was submitted unto the Father. And we also can walk in that grace where we allow God to do the work in us. He knows what he wants accomplished. He knows what he wants accomplished in us and in our ministering for him as he opens the doors for us to minister. And so that's why we cease from trying to do things in our own effort with our own knowledge. But we allow God to work in us, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And I was sharing with the believers in Norway about this grace. You know, sometimes we might have falling outs, disagreements with different people in situations amongst believers. But instead of getting offended, instead of shutting the doors and I'm not speaking to this person again, he hasn't got the right perspective or she hasn't got the right perspective, give them grace. You can extend that grace that you've been given to other people. And when we do that, when we remember the, you know, the grace that has been given to us, then we can then give that to other people. And it's something that God works in you to do. And when you do that, man, when you extend that grace to other people, you watch God bless you. Because he's done it to me. And he'll do it for you. He's not a respecter of persons. So I think with that wonderful sharing and all the great sharings we've had tonight, I think we'll have a time of prayer and some manifestation. So what I'll do, anyone that wants to pray, go ahead and pray.
Well, this is Amy. So, Heavenly Father God, I just thank you for this time, first of all, God, that you have provided us to live and breathe, God, and to walk with you. And thank you, Father, for just the greatness of who we are, Father, the masterpieces that you have made us to be, and that we can rest in the accomplished works of our Lord Jesus Christ and keep our eyes on you. And thank you, Father, for words, Father, that we have, the words that you provide us to speak to those who hunger and thirst for that same righteousness, Father, that you provide those words at that moment, and that we operate, Father, out of that love that has been shed abroad in our hearts, that it is for no other reason except that you love that person so very much that you paid that high price of the life of your only begotten son so that you might have that person, whomever we speak to, Father, because somebody loved us the same way. So, Father, I just thank you, Father, for the boldness and the courage in each one of us, God, that we choose to live as ones who have been redeemed. Thank you, Father, for this just this wonderful time, God, that we have to bring our needs, Father, before the family so that we can each, in the love that has been shed abroad in our hearts, pray for one another, and that we can pray without ceasing, God, as you have encouraged us to do so in your holy scriptures. That we can pray for one another, that we can keep each other in our hearts and minds, and that we can continue to offer perfect prayer to you for each other and with each other. So I thank you, Father, for my finances right now, and I thank you for my trip to France, God, for all of that being taken care of. You put that on my heart, Father, and from where I sit right at this very second, I have no idea how that's going to happen, but I truly believe that you will bring it to pass because it was your idea. So thank you, Father, for that. Thank you, Father, for this business that you gave me, Father. Thank you for the seeds that you have placed in my hand, Father, and that I can sow those seeds and that I can see great harvests. But it's to your glory, Father, so that the world would know that there is a living God and you are He, and that you gave your Son so that the world could see how good a Father you are to your people. So I thank you, Father, for that. And I thank you, Father, for the abundance that each one of us has, Father, so they can see, that the world can see how good you are, God, that we are a glory to you. And Father, I rebuke the hand of the adversary over any physical portion of anybody's life, God, who's within the earshot of my voice, that he has no right to their life, to their bodies, to their health or their finances or their mental stability, none of that, because you laid down the life of our Lord so that we could live as he lives right now. You raised him up, Father. You exalted him and seated him on high. And he poured out that spirit that now lives in each one of us. He poured it out for us. And we claim and we stand. We stand this moment on the promises that you make to us day by day, moment by moment. For health, for prosperity, for all that is necessary, for all that we need, Father, for greater than that, so that the world can know that you are a living God, that you are He, that it's you, Father, that they can see the greatness of the God that we serve, the God who has birthed us. Thank you, Father. I thank you for each person around this world, Father, who stands and cries out to you, Father, that you hear and you heal, because you are a loving God. Thank you, Father, for all that you continue to do for us, and that you live in our hearts, and that you live, Father, and that we serve you, we walk with you. We thank you for all the provisions that you have made for us in the wonderful name of our Lord and of our Savior, the head of our body, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Father, I want to thank you for this wonderful fellowship tonight. I want to thank you for the prayers and the hearts of each people on here right now. I thank you that every need is supplied through Jesus Christ, God. I thank you, Father, that you are a God that sees in order to provide. I thank you for the desires in the people's hearts that you've put there, God. That if you put that desire there, that, Father, you'll also provide the things that they need to be where you want them to be. Thank you, Father, that you've put the seed in our hands that we sow. And that, Father, when we give unto you, Father, with a willing heart, and knowing that, Father, that is seed that you've given us to honor you, that we know that you multiply that and you increase the fruits of our righteousness so we can abound to every good work. Thank you for your great and precious promises that are recorded that we can know and claim today, and that you're true to your word, that you watch over your word to perform that word, Father. That you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent, because you've spoken it and you're going to make it good. So I thank you for the things that Amy prayed for. I thank you for each person on this Skype fellowship and whoever listens, Father, that whatever need they have, spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, materially, I declare that met in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, and I know that you are a God that never lets us down. You're always there. You're always on time. And I thank you that you're a loving God, a kind God. And I thank you that it's your love that energizes the faith for us to come to you and to see that you are a loving God, a tender Father, that you care about each person. And that, Father, that every need is met. And God, I just want to thank you for the privilege and the honor that we can do this Skype fellowship, that you've blessed me and Kim to be able to travel all around the world, Father, to see wonderful believers and to see different perspectives and heart, that you're the same God in every country. And Father, and that you are at work. And that, Father, the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. And Father, we know, Father, that you want us to be empowered in these areas to, so that we got the influence, that not to lavish it upon ourselves, but to use it for your purposes, to be a blessing, to supply the needs, and that you use your people for these things. And that, Father, but it comes from you, when our hearts are right before you, when we get rid of idols in our life. Thank you, God, for your goodness and your love, and that you're working this, and that you're working in each of our circumstances, situation. I thank you for what David shared about people feeling lonely. I've been there too. But we're never alone, Father, because you are with us. And that, Father, when we're in that position where we feel alone, that we're drawn closer to you, knowing that you're with us and you never leave us or forsake us. And that you always make a way for us to escape, that we can cast down those imaginations and every high thought that come against us, Father, and that we can bring everything into the obedience of Christ. Thank you for this fellowship continue to grow, that you'll bring the serious people, the ones that desire and want to know, the ones that, Father, need deliverance and healing, the people that are serious for you. Send us the laborers, God. And thank you that you do give us words, that you do speak by our mouth as we allow you to work. Thank you for that gift of Holy Spirit, that we're clothed in righteousness, and that, Father, as he is, so are we in this world. So I thank you for all these things in the powerful name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Anybody else?
Amen. Pray. Mr. Jason, Father God, I thank you in the name of Jesus Christ as well for this preparation. I'm sure we all find it a great privilege to be able to just get together like this. And many of us have been experienced times when we've been on our own, Lord, but you've always been with us. And I just thank you that you don't ever leave us nor forsake us, and you don't ever let us down if anyone does the right and kindness, either other people or ourselves. But I just thank you that it doesn't matter what things the world is saying. I pray for the politicians, Father, because they don't seem to know what the hell to talk about or what the hell to tell people, or the media people as well. So I just pray for them guys, Father, right now, in Jesus Christ's name, that you can do a mighty work and just soar through all of them, Father, with your righteousness, and show them something of your salvation, so they're not just scrapping at the bottom of a barrel for the nearest dollar they can get or pound they can get, see where they can scrape up the next bit of cash from, who they can steal from next. But Father, show them the truth. Show them that, you know, I mean, with this Brexit thing and all, there's a lot of people talking. It's all fear-filled words, propaganda, Father. But I thank you that we're your people. We don't have to listen to any of that, because we've just put our trust in you, and we know you're going to see us over. You're going to see us through and get us over. And I just pray, Father, that you turn people's hearts to you in my nation, in England right now, that people can really start turning to you. And instead of being fearful about what's being said about things, we don't even have to listen. It's just lies. And it's all the devil's consortium. So I just thank you, Father, for just smacking that on his face right now in Jesus Christ's name. And
give the believers the deal we need so that we have free course, Father, to live quiet and peaceable lives in godliness and honesty. We can be upright, we can be true, we can show people who you truly are, with or without wealth, with or without all the things that people talk about, just by the heart, the demonstration, and that people could see you're doing mighty things in our lives, and it cannot be disputed, because it cannot. No matter how many people want to run away from us, they're running away from you. So they close the door on us, they close the door on you. But I pray, Father, that you can work in their hearts not to do that. And you burn in people's hearts that they got an urgency for you, that they know, that they realize it's not UFOs, it's not science, it's not anything else, it's you they need. And so instead of chasing after the next organization that's going to give them money, or whatever it may be, Father, that we need you to turn people's hearts to you, to work in people's hearts as you've worked in our hearts, and so they know it's you tapping them on the shoulder, and they can't question it, can't doubt it. And that, you know, you send us in to say the right words at the right time, in the right place, Father, that will really turn them on to you. And both, you know, I'm praying for the things in England, but there's things in the USA, there's things in Portugal, there's things in France, there's things all over the world, Father, going on. And I know the adversary's got all sorts of different mechanisms, but it's all the same thing. It's all leading to the same thing. And I just thank you that we're your people. We belong to you. We don't belong to this world. We don't belong to the adversary. We belong to you. And I thank you that you've got us at every turning. I'm not going to have any fear. I ain't going to worry about all that nonsense. So I just thank you for that. And that we can all be like Joshua and be strong and have good courage and stay in time and just keep moving forward in the things you've given us. And I thank you. You're going to bring the laborers, and it's in your timing. And we're doing nothing in our own strength. Thank you for helping us to shore up the areas we need to shore up on, smooth out the rough edges that the world's chipped away at us on. And we can shine as lights in this dark world. And we know we're going into the valley of the shadow of death every day. So what are we going to fear? Evil? No. Because you're with us, your rod and your staff comfort us. So I just thank you for this. Yeah, I give you praise, Father. And thank you for this in your Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Hello?
Hello?
I'd like to pray.
Okay, Chrissy, go for it, love.
Sure. Thank you, Father, so much for this day, for this fellowship.
Hello, Chrissy. We can't hear you.
Hello?
Hello. Yeah, we lost you, sweetheart.
Okay, so Father, thank you for them and for God just leading me and guiding me in the direction I've been going, and for the new arrangement you have for me. And I thank you for the faith for that, and just for lining everything up and smoothing out the path for me. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Bless your heart, darling. Anybody else like to pray before we have manifestations?
Yes, Father, I just thank you for just this wonderful time of fellowshipping with these different believers here. And I just thank you, Father, that you just continues to put those desires, those in our hearts. And I just thank you, Father, that we look to you, that these are just, we can just plant these seeds of those unseen promises. And I thank you, Father, for just working and just doing a mighty work in all of us. And we can just see your glory and your greatness, just to continue to connect us with people, and that those words that you give us are the words that we need to speak right at that very moment to that specific person. And also, Father, that for us to also get blessed to also hear from people also in the same likewise manner. And I just thank you, Father, for, well, just your word just moving mightily amongst all of us, to all those that such should be saved. And I just thank you, Father, for you just being a mighty God to every one of us for this year of 2019, that we just see great things from you, compassion poured in our hearts to give to others, your great power and your great mercy poured into our hearts that we can give, show others also. And I thank you for all this in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. That's beautiful. Okay. Anyone would like to speak in tongues and interpret or prophesy, go ahead.
Be strong in my word, my children. It is a wonder, conquering word, a victorious word that always calls you to walk in victory and to have complete utterance over the adversary, and that no one will stand in your way. But listen to my words, my children, and have them in your heart, and know that I'm with you always, and that I will always love and support you, and that your son, my son, dwells in you richly, and he will always cause you to triumph, and his great name shall come to claim great triumphs.
Anybody else?
Niyama nakamiana kasinto nahamiana anakeri deshishiyama ono ono kayana anamahashanto Nokia mahani enikite nishoyam amashti kishyanto amashti kito mishiahana akama ayenito mihiniana anaku kulmasan nikishishanto marana nahana mikishandia lakasanta. Today, this day, my children, I have called you out and I have placed you and I have set you free. And I have given you a spirit that you might live and walk and breathe and have your being in me. Look to me, count on me, trust me, knowing that I am your God and your Father. And I have written my word in your hearts and yea, in your inward parts. I have given you all things, my children. For I have made you a true, mighty, and peculiar people, and you stand this day as shining lights. Do not get it twisted. You are my children, and you do shine as lights. For I am a God who is powerful and mighty and true to his word. So you can trust me. You can hold fast to the words that I have given you. I will never fail them. Yea, my children, I will make you victorious in every situation. Just count on me.
Beautiful. And somebody else, please.
And be no more, my sons. I'm your father, and I am the one that look into your hearts. And I see my love in your hearts because I put it there. That love, which is what I am, it's now in you, and that what makes you what you are now. On that love is all the light this world needs, and all the light that the darkness can stand. So, my children, look to your hearts as I look. Look to that love and see in that love what you really are. You are the sons of the Almighty. You are the light that casts away the darkness in the hearts of others. And on the hearts of the ones that are hunger for me and for my love, they will see that love too in your hearts. So trust in the love I put in your hearts, my dear children, because that love in your hearts, it's what make you what I have made you.
Amen. And Kelly, would you like to manifest, sweetheart?
Sure, thank you. Know this day, my children, that I've called you to a great and mighty work, that what I've done within you was not by mistake. I have no repentance for the gifts that I have given you. So take the gifts and walk out, knowing that I will guide your steps, that you can look directly to me in the midst of all uncertainty, and I will guide you and lead you into all truth, so that you may bring others into my truth.
Beautiful, beautiful. And Anna, would you like to close out with a word of prayer, please?
Yes. Thank you, Father, for this wonderful time that we have, and mostly for the inspired words that you have for us this night, and how they blessed and heal our hearts, and they fill our hearts with your love and your wisdom. Thank you, Father, so much for the privilege to be together here and have the privilege to hear about you and learn and share with others, Father. I thank you for that, and for each one of us, our hearts and our nights, the rest that you are going to give us, so we can be revigorated and in our best for you, Father. I thank you for that in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. So I just had a message come through. Four of the believers, two adults and two youth, will be coming to France. They just booked their flights.
Praise God.
So that's going to be a great blessing. I think maybe more will come. So I don't know, but that's what's coming to my heart. So God is at work. He really is working this. I'm so excited, you know?
Yeah. Do you think that...